Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Today's daf, Gittin Nun Beis, Gittin 52a, pagination is 103. We're going to start with a halachic concept regarding Yesomim, orphans who have to be taken care of, and an apotropos, a caretaker, is going to be appointed. But I believe that therein lies a very fundamental concept in community service, which can be most helpful. The Mishnah states, Yesomim, starting from the top of the page, a case of orphans, and on the third line, apotropos, a caretaker, was appointed, Sheminehu avi yesomim, by the father of the orphans. He appointed somebody to take care of them, to take care of the estate. When he is finished his task, the children are old enough to take over, yishova, he will have to make an oath according to this first opinion in the Mishnah. Minuhu bezdin lo yishova. If, however, Bezdin appointed him, he will not have to make an oath. Again, that is the first opinion in the Mishnah, that if the father appointed, he will have to make an oath. If Bezdin appointed, he will not have to make an oath, the oath being that he didn't pocket or do anything improper with the money that was entrusted to his care. The second opinion in the Mishnah, which is the way we paskin, Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul says, Chiluf ha-devarim, it is exactly the opposite. Meaning, if Bezdin appoints him, he will have to swear. If the father appoints him, he will not have to swear. Let's go to Amud Beis and see how the Gemara explains these two positions. Midway on Amud Beis, at the beginning of a line, Apotropa Sheminohu Avi Yesomim Yishova. According to the first approach, the caretaker that was appointed by the father before he passed away, that caretaker will have to make an oath. My taima, why? Ilav de Isle Hanaomine Lohavale Apotropos. The Gemara explains the first opinion by saying, if this man, the caretaker, wasn't getting a benefit, he would never become an apotropos. Obviously, there was an ongoing relationship of some sort with the father, and he had benefit. Umishem shivua lo ose le'imnue, and just because we're going to impose an oath is not going to cause him to refrain from such responsibility. The assumption being, we really would like the person to make an oath because we realize that the orphans are vulnerable, but in certain cases, we can't impose it. Says the Gemara, in this case, he's getting benefit. Don't worry. You can impose it, and he will still accept the job, knowing that he will have to make an oath when it's done. However, still in the first opinion of the Mishnah, Minuhu Bezdin lo yishova. If Bezdin appointed him, he will not make an oath. Listen closely. Milsa ba'almahu da'oved leveidino. Because the man is doing a favor for the Bezdin. Ve'iramis alei shivua osi le'imnue. And if we impose an oath, he's not going to accept the job. This is one perspective in community service. I'm doing Bezdin a favor. Let's continue. Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul says, Chiluf ha-devarim, it's exactly the opposite. My taima, why? Minuhu Bezdin yishova, a person appointed by Bezdin should make an oath. And he will, and he'll still accept the job. Because with that benefit, that his reputation emerges. The Inish Mehemnahu, that he's a trustworthy person, and Bezdin put him in charge. Bezdin is relying on him. Mishum Shivua lo osil imnue, he's not going to refrain from accepting that position because there's an oath involved. And again, we would prefer to impose an oath. And when Bezdin is appointing him, Abba Shaul maintains, he's getting a big benefit, a benefit of a good reputation. And as such, we can impose the oath, and he will not refrain from accepting the responsibility. However, says Abba Shaul, Minohu avi yisomim, if the father of the orphans was the one who appointed him, lo yishava, you can't make him swear. Because milsa ba'almahu de'avdi lahadadi, they're doing favors to each other, this is small stuff. V'iramis alei shivua ase le'imnue, and if you impose an oath, he will never accept the position. Amar Avchanan bar Ami Amar Shmuel, the Gemara states, Hilchasa ka Abba Shaul, we paskin like Abba Shaul in the statement of Chiluf HaDevarim. It's exactly the opposite. In other words, on the contrary to the first opinion, that a person is doing Bezdin a favor, it's exactly the opposite. If Bezdin is appointing him, he's getting a great benefit. And an oath is not going to weaken his resolve to accept the job. If, however, the father of the orphans was the one who appointed him, that's a big responsibility without a good return. And we cannot impose an oath, because if we did, a greater loss would occur that he would never accept the job. In fact, Choshen Mishpat, Simen Reish Tzadi, Se'if Tez Zayin, the Mechaber states, Nishba benikitas chefetz shalo gozlam klum, the caretaker has to make an oath that he didn't steal in any way while these assets were entrusted into his care. Bamedvarim amurim b'sheminuhu Bezdin. But that's only true when Bezdin appointed him, as the Gemara explained, because there's great benefit to being appointed by Bezdin. There's great prestige, there's great reputation, there's a big gain, even if it's an intangible gain, but there's a great gain. And therefore, we do not approach it the way the first approach was, that we're doing Bezdin a favor. On the contrary, Bezdin is offering you something big, and the person will accept, even if it means that he'll have to make an oath affirming his integrity when his job is completed. I believe that these two perspectives exist as well in community service. Sometimes when we call upon somebody to do something on behalf of the Bezdin, so to speak, the kehilla, the board, the shul, the yeshiva, so one perspective is, I'm doing you a favor. And that's indeed a perspective. And I believe what emerges from both the halacha and contemplating the situations is that that's not the way we paskin. Sometimes we got to do it that way, but that's not our perspective. Our perspective is that if Bezdin called upon you, there's a tremendous prestige to the point that there's even a cash value associated with that. And a person appreciates that standing and that stature. My mother, who grew up in Washington Heights Kehilla of Rav Breuer Zatzal, told me that there were times when the electric bill of the shul was not up to date. And in December, the Rav Zatzal would go over to somebody and ask him, one of the Balabatim, to fill in the shortfall, to pay off the year-end electric bill. And it was considered a matter of prestige. If the Rav would call on you to make out that check, That was a matter of prestige, and I believe that that's an extension of Abba Shaul's perspective. Chiluf hadvarim. It's exactly the opposite. If Beis Din appoints him, there's great benefit. And even if there's a downside, in this case, an oath, in other cases, whatever downside, inconvenience, etc. there might be, but the appointment itself to be called upon officially by the community for a certain service is considered in and of itself a great compliment, a great aspect of prestige. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.